Tens and tens of thousands of Irish supporters have been invading the French capital ahead of that match at the Stade de France. Among them, our very own Joxer for the next 2 weeks. Barry Lenehan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sean. Bonjour and comment allez-vous? And good morning from the camping club Le Parc de Paris on the outskirts of Paris. A gloomy day here. The sun just coming out behind the clouds, all right. Storms are forecast for the rest of the day as well around Paris and Saint-Denis, but that shouldn't damper the spirits. But I started off my journey, Sean. I jetted off to Cologne in Germany on Friday to pick up my new home for the next 2 weeks. A snug camper van outside which I'm standing now, alongside a few more eligible bachelors in there with me as well, before making the long drive to Paris. Now, Irish supporters, they'll clock up around 2,500 kilometres following Martin O'Neill's side across France, with over €200 in tolls alongside that as well. But I suppose at least the modern day Joxer has the sat nav to guide him. Across the campsite here and on the very, very outskirts of France, we're a long way from civilization, let me tell you. But the Irish tricolours are draped across the camper vans here, and a little earlier I call by to some of those staying here with me.
I'm Claire, that's Hunger, and that's him.
Greetings from Gay Paris.
And where are you from, lads?
We're from Claire and she's from Tipperary. So we started off in Australia and we decided we'd leave there then to come back, pick her up on the way, and we'd take off to France, all three of us.
Came from Perth back to Ireland.
Yeah.
Collected her
on the way. And then we took off then for Germany.
How long ago did you decide, right, this is something we're going to do? You were all the way over in Perth at the time.
About 4 months ago, when we kind of had a few too many drinks and we just thought it was a mighty job. So we booked flights and we just booked on and got out the road.
Has everything gone to plan so far?
No, we just had a small touch of a misfortune and we bought tickets online. And then the website closed down, but we chanced it again now. We've another three tickets bought, so I'd say they'll be all right this time. We bought them off Dundee.
Come on, show us in for a second.
Come on in. Here's our table and chair.
I slept up there last night.
This is the sink. And if anyone wants a lift, give us a ring. We're at number 56, Parc Le Paris, and we've no problem bringing anyone to Bordeaux or Lille or any whole place they want to go.
And you're looking for a driver especially.
Oh, yeah.
Ireland's 1-1 result against Sweden at the Stade de France in Paris. Nevertheless, the fans partied hard on the Moulin Rouge. Among them was RTE's Barry Joxer Lenehan.
I'm just here with a few stragglers from last night's party. I'm standing outside along the Moulin Rouge in central Paris, which was the centre party of the Irish party into the early hours of this morning. All along the boulevard, the cliché here, Irish fans congregated, drinking, chatting, singing, all along the Moulin Rouge. It was really like the smoking area of Copperface Jacks multiplied by 100, a real sea of green. And as you could probably hear in the background, we have a few sore and enthusiastic heads this morning. Tired bodies, but real sense of deflation after, I suppose what you could say, an anticlimactic ending to yesterday's game against Sweden.
But all that bonhomie and joie de vivre hasn't gone on
yet to Saturday's game in Bordeaux. As for the locals, well, I get the impression after last night that they're probably wondering who the hell this Gary Breen character is. After all, us Irish enjoyed a great night of singing and fun around the pubs and streets of Arcachon last night.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have just received a bit of team news. The starting 11 for Saturday's game against Belgium for the Republic of Ireland, sponsored by Three, is number one, Gary Breen. Yeah! Number two, Gary Breen.
Yeah! We're standing here on the main street in Arcachon. Who are you? What are you doing?
I'm Kevin from Dublin. That's Sully. That's Niall. And these are my two
Armin and Mario from Austria.
We're waiting for Saturday. We're going to watch the boys in green.
Reverse!
There's a car going to kill us here.
Reverse.
We have to reverse.
You're cycling, are you?
We're cycling a big bike around Arcachon because it's bleeding terrible.
And who's doing most of the cycling at the moment?
Tour de France.
The two Austrian boys.
Great legs. The Austrian men have great legs.
And Mr. Austria, what do you think of the Irish fans?
Oh, they're absolutely the greatest.
Yeah,
lovely. On you, boys in green. Come on, you boys in green. Come on.
Number five and Saturday's captain, Gary Breen.
So we have three brothers from Derry here at the moment, all the way to see the Ireland match.
Yeah.
Are you set for Saturday? Have you got tickets?
No, not yet.
That's why we're here. We're trying to buy some tickets now. So.
And how's the hunt going?
Not good.
Very expensive. €220 a ticket.
And would you pay £200 for a ticket or £220?
Yeah. You have them with a gentleman, yeah. 100%.
Struggling for a ticket at the moment, but hopefully we'll get down there and might get one on the day, you know what I mean? Hopefully in the van zone, so hopefully we pick one up, you know what I mean? I have a budget, so we'll go for the budget and we'll see what happens.
And tell me about where we are at the moment. It's Arcachan, it's a small seaside town and lots of Irish men around.
I think there was no one planned to come here on the start where everybody was booking their tickets. I think there was a fan zone page on Facebook and they kind of knock on effect, domino effect, someone booked here. There's just thousands here now.
Number 8, making his 89th appearance for the country.
Who is it?
Gary Breen.
Yeah! We're all over from Cork. We're all involved in Cardiff Football Club.
Belgium are very confident.
Yes, they'd be very confident. They've got world-class players and no disrespect to Ireland, their players wouldn't be on the same level. But international football, huge crowd behind them. I think we can pull a result.
Completing the lineup for the Republic of Ireland, sponsored by Three, Gary Breen.
What a wonderful, wonderful night there. They're having anything but a silent night.
In Bordeaux against Belgium. Throngs of Irish supporters are currently out on the streets of the French city. They're singing, they're dancing, they're having a few impromptu games of football as well. And in among them, our very own Barry Lenehan. And I suspect, Barry Lenehan, that you're singing and dancing as well.
Yes, I am indeed. Bonsoir, Mary, and welcome from Bordeaux here on the Rue de Albert. And in terms of the game as a football, 10 seconds ago, a ball just went through the top window over the Connemara Irish pub here. We're at a quiet crossroads here in the centre of Bordeaux. And to put it into perspective, basically 10 months to hurling final days and Thurles have been transplanted onto this crossroads outside the Connemara pub in Bordeaux. A real party atmosphere here and people here very much looking forward to tomorrow's big game.
It is a beautiful city and I'm sure the Irish will enjoy it. And we're going to stay with football and of course thousands of Irish fans today making that long journey from the south of France up towards Lille ahead of Ireland's third round Euro match against Italy on Wednesday. It's an arduous trip on top of a disappointing weekend for the boys in green after Saturday's heavy defeat to Belgium. Our man in a camper van, RTE's Barry Lenehan, joins me now. Ça va, Barry? How's it going? Where are you?
Bonsoir, Mary. Not going too well at the moment, may I tell you. Just stuck in traffic here on the motorway outside Versailles. A bit of an accident just outside Paris, delaying us a small bit. Along with many more Irish supporters, I'm making that long, arduous 920-kilometre journey from Arcachon in the southwest of France up to the city of Lille on the French-Belgian border. At least an 8.5-hour drive. And, of course, that's before you factor in pit stops, accidents, and the fact perhaps as well that the old camper van is not blessed with a Rolls-Royce engine. Don't forget those dreaded tolls as well, €120 so far. So we're talking motorway all the way, Mary. The bars of Lille yesterday, lots of camper van tales of joy and woe. But at around 11 o'clock last night, a camper van with the moniker The Beast dragged itself into
the
Lille,
Beast.
Sean. the beast. You have it in one. This camper, it's 37 years old and was bought for €900 earlier this year before being redecorated in the tricolour. And the beast has been driven around France for the last 2 weeks by six friends from Dublin: John, Leon, Kieran, Dara, Dotsy and Dan.
Well, she's a 1979 Mark II Ford Transit. But it's grand because she has a 1985 Mark III engine. So that only makes great fun for her when you're trying to look for spare parts. So far, she's kind of thrown a few wobblies during the daytime, getting down to Lille and Bordeaux and what have you. Alternator issues, the fan belt in itself, so we had to put a bar of soap on the inside of the fan belt to stop squeaking.
A bar of soap?
A bar of soap. Period, let her know, though, you know.
How many breakdowns overall have you incurred over the last...
How many fingers do you have in your hand? Well, I would say taking your socks off and counting your toes.
I'd say seven.
That's conservative. There's been a few kind of pull over and like, what's that smell and what's that smoke coming out of there?
The worst was a broken alternator tensioner, yeah, which helps the fan belt. And I had to knock on this guy's house at nearly midnight and ask him could he weld it up for us, which of course he couldn't. But
Where was this?
This was in Bourgibou, it's west of Paris.
So you knocked up to a random French lad's house at midnight, in the middle of the night, and asked could he help you with the mortar?
I could see him through his bay window. He was lying on his couch with his wife just watching TV. Big guy, big strong looking man, and I'm standing there knocking on the window full of grease and oil, waving frantically, and he comes to the window and I ask him, you know, can he help us? And he was sympathetic to the cause, but he couldn't help us. So the next morning he rocks up around 7 o'clock before work like a legend, says, give me the piece, I have a friend in a workshop, I'll be back in a while. He takes it off us, comes back an hour later with the tensioner welded up beautifully, and we're on the road again.
But you nearly missed the first game against Sweden. What happened?
Unfortunately, this old baby of ours, she doesn't like kind of any steep inclines for any period of time, and we have the interior fans on full whack, so it's very hot in the cabin to get the heat away from the engine, and we're going up a steep incline, and just 37 year old hoses decided to kind of say, right lads, you're not going any further. So I think it was a few bottles of Evian and found Dublin, and we got her going again. I think we turned into the stadium at 25-6. Match was on at 6 and we still made the national anthem.
Cutting it fine. It reminds me of Lawrence Dunning's book about life as a cat.
Born in Roscommon, I'm an Irishman. Never take that away from me.
John Miller, you're wearing a 1992 Paddy Bonner jersey. That's You've been to several Irish away games. Yeah. Have you ever seen them win away from home?
I've never actually seen Ireland win an away game. I think time is right for it. On paper, it's not. But on pure emotion and what's happened in the Sweden game, the Belgian game, the time is right for us to win a game.
How do you see tonight going?
I see it's going to be nil all for 70 minutes. I think we're going to nick a goal. And it's going to be the most nervous game for the next 20 minutes after that. And that's it. It's going to be our best victory. And it wouldn't even go back to 94, because people are saying, no, 94 was a great victory. It was. But last year's qualifier against Germany was a great victory. This is the next step. And we're going to win. And we've had enough of going away games, having a great crack. We always do that. It's not going to be just a draw. It's going to be a win. And we're all going to go bananas.
Bananas, I tell you!
Bananas, they say, Mary. Well, the crowds are just dissipating away from the main square here in Lille towards the metro. The FAI warning fans to get in early. But we're all set here in Lille for a big night and hopefully replicating 1994 against Italy.
That's Barry Lenehan in Lille. Thank you very much, Barry. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
As well. It's some moment.
Barry, as we know, you're with the fans. Let's have a listen now to some of the reaction and the atmosphere on the streets of Lille last night.
Best night of my life. By far the greatest performance ever. Better than Stuttgart, better than New York, the Giants Stadium.
Back
the best
home
of them all.
Why was it so good?
We were up against them. What a performance. Every man from 1 to 11. Unbelievable. They played out their skin.
It was the best day of my life.
That much.
That best match was the best day of my life.
What happened to Italy?
It was a very difficult match, I think, really. But Ireland team and Ireland people, all the supporters are very, very, very good. I think it's better to Highland to continue the competition.
Here with a Donegal contingent in the Place Philippe Le Bon and Lille, did you think tonight was possible?
I thought it was possible, but I never thought it was going to come. I came from Australia for these Euros, and tonight is just the best game I've ever seen. Like, it's priceless, unbelievable scenes at the stadium, and even here now, like, it's unbelievable.
Describe what's here at the moment.
Oh, it's just, it's like, I don't know, it's a scene out of, I don't know what. Ireland fans jumping around everywhere, and in the middle of the square in Lille. You know,
and a fire engine is just coming here at the moment. So a fire engine just drove by and it sent the crowd into raptures.
We have the fire brigade, we have the guards, the local guards all joining in. It's unbelievable scenes. Like, after being in Bordeaux, getting beat by Belgium 3-0, pouring rain, bit of damper and everything, we were coming up here. We didn't think it was going to come. It took a while. We were thinking, this is not going to happen in the end. Hey, it came through.
First tournament, I have to say, and it's absolutely, it's like MasterCard, priceless.
Leon yesterday, atmosphere around the stadium very subdued, strangely quiet even, because the French supporters, they weren't even too interested in celebrating, it seemed. But as the night went on in Leon, Irish fans became a lot more upbeat. They sang, danced and partied with their French counterparts long into the Leon night. And last night, Irish fans told me how, even though we lost yesterday, they were still delighted with yesterday's game.
I never felt so proud to be Irish as I did there today.
Like, the team were as good as France today. And on another day, if we played France 10 Saturdays in a row or Sundays in a row, we'd win 5 of them, you know, on that basis. We could actually hold our heads proud because we actually were as good as France.
We're going to get through these few drinks first anyway, like, and then we're going to discuss matters, aren't we, Ray?
Jack is my name, by the way. I'm skipping work, so I'm using the wrong name. Best atmosphere at any sporting event I was ever at in my life.
The players should be delighted. Yeah, losing to France is no shame. France have world-class players. We gave them a good run for 50, 60 minutes today.
Are we not sick of moral victories, though?
Well, today there was never a case of, you know, the fields of Van Rijn for the last 10 minutes. We were there to compete, I think, this year.
And to only lose to one goal to the hosts, who were pre-tournament favourites, you can't say it's a bad tournament at all.
We're lucky enough that we're a small nation. Like, there's probably 3 million inside in the country. You know, things are tough at the time now, like, back at home. You know, people are struggling, but things like this kind of lift the country as well, you know. It raises the standards as well.
I'm sitting on top of your shoulders here in the middle of the square in Leon. Are you able to hold me, are you?
Of course. I've got you. I've got a bandy knee, but I've got you.
What are we watching at the moment?
We're watching thousands of Irish fans in the square right now.
Will you let me down now?
I'll put you down.
Well, fair play to you, Barry. You've been wonderful. You've been an exemplary reporter, come fan in the van, man in the van, over the past fortnight. And thanks for all your wonderful...
Time. Let's go to Leon and say bonsoir to Barry Lenehan.
And one last time, bonsoir, Mary. How are you? Welcome here from the centre of Leon. It's a smashing day here. And let's just say we're all gone well past the point of tired and emotional here at this stage. A weird cacophony of emotions after yesterday's superb match against France.
Tell me about your own highlights, Barry, along the way. You've been in a camper van, you've been up and down the motorways of France. Have you personal highlights along the way?
Well, I suppose, Mary, the personal highlights are probably the same as many other Irish supporters. A moment that'll live with me personally anyway for a long time, and the same talking to people all around the place, is the Moulin Rouge this day 2 weeks ago in Paris, the iconic street in the French capital. And really, it was like being in the Big Tree or Quinns on the third Sunday of September, just to see a mass of Irish supporters. But that game against Italy, of course, as well, last Wednesday, as I said, me personally, personally. I wasn't born back in 1988, back for Stuttgart. Probably too young to remember Italian. I wasn't born for Italia 90 and too young to remember USA 94. So for my generation, Robbie Brady's 85th minute goal, that was our Stuttgart moment.
Would you do it again in the camp?